Okay, stay on topic. Questions with you and Glynis McCants. And my prediction when we come back at Coast to Coast AM. Here we go. Here's my prediction, Glynis. You ready? And then I want you to tell me what the numbers say.
Sure.
Okay, I think McCain and Palin are a good mix. Mm-hmm. They're a good team. They seem to be rolling along like a steamroller, mm-hmm. and they've got momentum. And that's what this campaign is all about this time. Mm-hmm. It's about momentum. Who has got the momentum leading into that November Tuesday, and who will get those votes that way? So right now, I would say, not an endorsement because I'm not picking candidates, mm-mm. but McCain and Palin seem to have the momentum over Obama and Biden, mm-hmm. Which is surprising to me because I thought that Obama and Biden had the momentum originally. Mm-hmm. That seems to have been lost. I think Barack Obama somehow, and by Biden's comments that Hillary would have made a better VP than him, mm-hmm. is a step in a direction where after several more polls and time is running out, mm-hmm. I think Biden will step down. He'll just say, look, I think it's better for the ticket that we put someone else in. I don't know what the legalese is about how you do that, but I think he's going to step down. I don't think Barack is going to drop him because mm-hmm. they're going to make him look good. Mm-hmm. Biden is going to say, look, I think it's a stronger ticket if Hillary is in and I'm out and I'm dropping out. Mm-hmm. And there's not going to be anybody who can force a guy to stay. And so because of that, and that's my prediction, mm-hmm. Obama and Hillary run as a ticket. How do they match up against McCain and Palin?
You make me laugh with that prediction, George.
Why?
Because it will be fierce. I mean, can you, when I told you that Hillary Clinton and Sarah Palin have the same numbers, can you imagine? Imagine the mirror of each other going up against one another. The only problem with that, I think, they say statistically, if you switch your vice president like that, it doesn't help you.
They're not switching. Mm-hmm. Biden's dropping out.
Well,
see, you know, in the past, during my, when I was a kid,
yeah.
During my younger reporter days, mm-hmm. George McGovern named Tom Eagleton, who was a senator from Missouri, and I knew Tom. He was a mm-hmm. great guy. Named him as his vice presidential running mate. Mm-hmm. He had an incredible story of how he had electric shock treatment when, you know, years before, and he had to get out of the race. McGovern had to get him out of the race, mm-hmm. and they didn't know what to do, and it was bad for McGovern. It hurt McGovern. In mm-hmm. this particular case, I think Barack is going to say, I don't want him to leave, mm-hmm. but I can't force him to stay, mm-hmm. and they're going to do it that way.
Well, if that really happens, then he goes back to momentum, because the truth is that Democratic Party was cut right in half, and although the media has just done everything they can to convince us it didn't happen, it did happen. And the truth is, didn't she jump by 20 points with women's votes? Have you heard about this?
Yes.
Well, where is that coming from? That is coming from people who really believe that Hillary Clinton was ready, experienced, and should have been on that ticket as VP and wasn't. So, yes, it would shake things right back up again, and then we'd have to have a new chat, wouldn't we?
I never thought I would see the day where the VP candidates were the ones that truly pushed a presidential election. But that's going to happen this time.
Yeah, it is an interesting thing, but it has everything to do with, I still believe, the cycle of one, that the world numbers in this fiercely competitive time, and that women are finally entering the picture in the United States of America. You need to remember, there are leaders all over the world that are women, but not here. Not like this.
All right.
It's a new time.
So, if this happens,
mm-hmm.
it's a new horse race.
Oh, honey, yes it is. Because remember, she's in a cycle of one, which is to win. And this is what I noticed, too, because I knew a lot of people who did not like Hillary Clinton. They were used to putting her in this pack with Bill Clinton. They decided they didn't like her. But as she continued to fight for what she believed in, there was a newfound respect. So I do know there's a lot of people out there that do respect her. But it becomes how Biden plays this.
And it's a different look. It's a different perspective. See, now you'd be comparing not Hillary to Barack Obama.
No.
You have to pick one. Who would be the better president?
Yes.
Now you're comparing Hillary to Sarah Palin, and that's how people are going to make their judgment calls.
Right, but then it also becomes a question of, do they feel that it was a desperate move on Obama's part? And if they think it was, even if Obama says it wasn't my idea, that determines this as well. But we haven't seen it yet, so we can't really comment until we do.
No, and
yeah.
I have
but
stuck
But I hear what you're saying, and I still think it's awfully suspicious that Joe Biden said that never has a vice president on a ticket said something like that.
No, that weakens your position.
Absolutely. That sounded like someone was sort of quitting, it seems to me.
It's a setup. It's a setup. Let's go to the phones. East of the Rockies in Iowa, you're on Coast to Coast with us. Hi there.
Hello, George.
Hi.
Hi, Glennis.
Hi.
Hi, I just have a quick question. It looks like we all forgot about the past 8 years and how the administration has run things.
I don't think we forgot. I think we don't want to remember.
Well, it seems like people are blinded, and they seem to be going towards McCain and Palin, and, just recently. And I just want to know what you think. Do you think the McCain-Palin ticket will be what similarity and what differences you think?
I can tell you there's a huge difference, and I'll tell you why. If you think about it, first of all, the Republicans were not thrilled that McCain became their candidate, remember?
Now, he's a rebel Republican.
He's a rebel, but also he is the guy that has always been willing to cross party lines and work with both parties. He even said in his speech, he said, look, I want to have independents and Democrats in my cabinet. He says, I want to have real solutions here. I want to shake up Washington. So right there, that is not George Bush. Plus the numerology, here's the big difference. George Bush is double six. A six life path is someone, again, remember I said they handle pressure well, or they do better under pressure, but they also like the idea, when they're a man, king of the castle. Respect me. Remember how he's been accused of acting like the king, George Bush?
Mm-hmm.
Because when he makes up his mind, he does not give up that position, even if it hurts him. Well, that's not John McCain. Double two means I want to work with you. He actually wants people. He even makes that joke about being, he's the bottom of his school at Annapolis. Wasn't he like fifth from the bottom as a student? You know, he always makes that joke saying, look, I am not the smartest guy, but I'm smart enough to know to surround myself with people who can help me. So I promise you this, John McCain is not George Bush 3. He just isn't.
Next up, Wild Card Line, Karen in Albany, Georgia. You're on with us. Hey, Karen.
Yeah, hi. This is my first time calling.
Well, welcome to the show.
All right, and I've listened. The reason why I'm listening to your show, because my husband is a truck driver, and he listens to your show all the time.
Good for him, and I hope he is safe and driving wherever he may be. Okay.
Okay, I have a question for Glennis. Hi, Glennis.
Hi.
I received your newsletter and everything. I wanted to know, are they going to try to intimidate African-Americans from voting like they did in 2000 and 2004?
I hear what you're asking, Karen, and you know what? My answer is absolutely not this time. And I'll tell you why. That's one blessing about Barack Obama, that he is an African-American, and people are not going to get away with that. I mean, there has always been something wrong. Stephanie Tubbs Jones and Hillary Clinton, they were all about count the votes. I'm sure you know about that, right, Karen?
Huh?
They fought so hard to make sure all of our votes were honored. I don't think it's going to be that kind of foul play. I think these votes will be counted this time around. Yes, I do. It's a different time. We've already played it wrong. That's where people are so angry. When we go back to the year 2000, people still don't really believe George Bush won fair and square, do they?
What's going to happen if the Sarah Palin investigation of this abuse of powers probe in Alaska continues to flourish? Is that big enough to get her?
No, I don't think it is, and I'll tell you, I don't know what you know about it, but I know that one of the stories is that the guy that was fired, this is someone who used a taser gun on his stepson. A 10-year-old stepson he used a taser gun on. Now, isn't that a dangerous person to begin with?
Yeah.
So I think when
not
we go,
smart.
Yeah, when we go back to what's working for Palin, her life's far from perfect, but she is ethical, and the choices she made has a reason behind it. So, no, I don't think that's going to take her down. No, I do not.
Let us go to west of the Rockies, Tucson, Arizona. Hello, Gary. Go ahead. Gary, you there? Gary. Goodbye, Gary. You lost the greatest opportunity of your life talking with Glennis McCants, the numbers lady. He may never be able to get back in again. First-time caller in Los Angeles. Hello, Rachel. Go ahead.
Hello. I had a question for Glennis. I wanted to know how, with Barack Obama first being in the Senate and Sarah Palin being governor of Alaska, how they came to the forefront so quickly. Up at the top. I mean, it seems like I could do that in 10 or 15 years.
Rachel, this was a year of frustration by Americans.
That's right.
You can see it. You can feel it.
That's right.
It continues. And you know what? These weren't initially the strongest candidates that I think we could have fielded in this country. But let me tell you something. The frustration with what's been going on is so immense, so huge, that these individuals were just welcomed in.
Right.
Glynis, go ahead.
But there's also some stuff here, just from the numerology perspective. It's interesting to note Barack Obama's birth numbers are identical to Oprah Winfrey. And how famous is Oprah? Not to mention Oprah picked to support him, didn't she? She wants this man to win. So he's got charismatic numbers. When he wrote those memoirs, they were best-selling hits. People really liked Barack Obama, and then the powers that be in the Democratic Party decided he was the guy to run. But I believe it was based, again, on that big word, change, the change candidate. And Sarah Palin jumped in with John McCain so that they could balance it. What they did was even out the playing field, because now both parties look like they represent change, don't they?
And by the way, just some of the fast blasts here.
Sure.
You're not picking sides. You're not favoring anybody. No. So some people are getting the wrong impression. If you make a prediction that you are a supporter, that's not necessarily the case.
As I said earlier, I am an independent, and I have voted on both tickets. But remember, in the year of one, when you feel strongly about a candidate right now, anyone who sounds like they might be negative makes you think you're against their candidate, and it's simply not true. I've already said that I feel Obama and Biden could win if they drop the Sarah subject and just continue on the issues. If they don't do it, then McCain and Palin have it made, because right now, that is the state of America. If they feel someone's being attacked unfairly, they're not going to tolerate it. That is what I said. So that opens it up for either side to win, and people at home need to understand. Right now, the gates are still open, but we don't know what's going to happen yet.
Let's go to Jim in Pennsylvania on our wild card line. Jim, you're on with Glynis McCants.
Yes. Good evening, George and Glynis.
Hi.
My question, you know, they say that there are no silly questions, just silly people, so I'm going to be a silly person. What I want to know is which one of the candidates, presidential and or vice presidential, will be the most forthcoming, if at all, in regards to extraterrestrial contact, reverse engineering, that sort of thing.
Now, that's an interesting question. Let me answer that one, Glynis. None of the above.
Mm-hmm.
None of the above. We're not going to get any disclosure with any of these candidates. There's just no true interest in this. Now, Bill Clinton was interested in it. It died on the vine. If Hillary ends up as a VP candidate, I don't think she'll run with it at all. Just not going to happen.
But I will say this again, in numerology, the number two is the most open-minded to something like that. And remember, McCain happens to be a two, and so is Barack Obama, and so was Bill Clinton. So that's something to consider.
West of the Rockies in Alaska. Hello, Michael. Go ahead.
Yeah, hello. I just had a question for Glynis, basically. Last time you were on the show, I believe it was November of last year, approximately.
Mm-hmm.
You mentioned that Hillary Clinton was going to be the nominee for the Democratic Party.
What I said was she's in a cycle of one to win.
Right. It didn't come true, though.
Remember,
sure.
Numerology isn't based on psychic. It's a numbers thing. What I said was cycle of one means doing what it takes to win. When someone gets 300,000 more votes than the person she's against, it's hard to say, right? And we keep saying we don't know where Hillary is right now. We don't even know if she's going to flip back on this ticket. It's still open. But what I still maintain, no one has shut up about Hillary Clinton. So in numerology, I can tell you, okay, this person's the standout. And you know what she became, George? She became the one to beat. He spent, was it $350 million to defeat her? I mean, that woman.
Lots of money.
It was insanity. So, and remember this too. This is what I count as winning, because I can't make you win in numerology. That's something I can't do. However, like Michael Phelps, the Olympian, he's in a personal year of one, and he won 8 gold medals. It is possible. But in the case of Hillary, as she keeps saying, I had more votes than any candidate ever in the history of any primary, whether Democrat or Republican. That sounds like a win to me.
When I went to your event in Las Vegas, the campaign really wasn't picking up steam yet. Have you been out speaking to the public between that period, or is it the one that you've got coming up?
Oh, no. I always do, like, corporate events, and we talk about numerology, always.
What comes up the most, then, from people? What do they want to know?
Most, I think mostly relationships. People want to know, is it worthwhile to stay in what I'm in today? And also business. If you're going to start a company and you suddenly want to bring a group in to help you be successful, they want to make sure this is the way to go. So we dissect who they're picking, and I help them eliminate who won't be there for their highest good.
Are they concerned about the presidential election? Do they ask questions about that?
Everybody's talking about this election because, as I said, it's in their face. I don't think we can ignore it. It's on every channel. Right? I mean, I've never... It feels like you can't get away from it. Like, I have to tell you, it's the numbers that, yes, I get letters. I got a ton of letters from your people just saying, look, you told George Norrie, once you knew who those vice presidents were, you would give us insight on what you think. That is what I do. Again, I cannot say, you're going to win. But as a counselor, if you're in a year of one, you've got what it takes to win. And again, Michael Phelps is a great example of that. He won 8 Olympic gold medals in his cycle of one. And here's another one, Lance Armstrong.
Oh, he's coming back, isn't he?
What do you mean?
He wants to basically come out of retirement.
Oh, that's exactly right. But you know why he wants to do it? Because he's in that cycle of one this year, which means he's got the itch again. He's itching to win. He's like, I can do this again. And this is something to notice about Lance. He's a 9. Born on a 9 date with a 9 attitude. 9 is the highest number. So perhaps this man will do 9 races before he retires. He did 7. Maybe he's going to go for 9.
By the way, have you done numbers on my Detroit Lions football team yet?
No.
They win all their preseason games,
yeah.
And then lose their opener.
Yeah, it is interesting to note. I mean, some of these people, some numbers point in the direction of winning. But again, don't you believe this? That guy who made that call about Hillary, here's another thing people keep saying. There would be no Sarah Palin if there wasn't a Hillary Clinton. And that attention Sarah's getting right now, I feel the conversation is continuing, but it's on the Republican side instead of Democrat. This whole thing about, is it sexism? Are we equals? Or are we putting down one group of people and not the other? That's what this year's about. Have you noticed that?
Yes.
Yeah, so it's continuing. So Hillary's not done. The conversation about her isn't either.
I'll tell you one thing. This campaign has gone from being dull to pretty darn exciting to watch.
I agree with you. Oh, and notice this, too. When it was Hillary, Obama, and McCain, I felt they were all very on top of their game and very competitive. Then Hillary was out, and then it was Obama and McCain, and we just sort of watched them. And then they took their vice president. The minute they threw Palin back in, everyone woke up again. We're all awake going, what's next? This has been action-packed. I've never seen anything like it. I know you haven't either.
And it's not over yet.
It's not over. And that's what that guy needs to know. But to correct that, I get what he means, because I said cycle of one means cycle of win. But I said she's in for the fight of her life. And she was. And there's a newfound respect she never had. Hillary Clinton changed the game for herself in this cycle. People are talking about her.
All right, hold, because when we come right back after this break, we're going to take more of your phone calls with Glynis McCants, the Numbers Lady, her website, by the way, is numberslady.com, which you can find a direct link at coasttocoastam.com. And if you can't get in right away, sometimes we crash websites. We do that on purpose. We'll be back. Well, next hour, Paul Guercio joins us from the Merlin Project with Merlin's perspective of this election and a number of other issues right here on Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back to Coast. I'm George Norrie with Glynis McCants. Your phone numbers and calls, you've got the numbers. First-time caller, we've got you, Daryl, in Indiana. Go ahead, Daryl.
Hi, George. Glynis, how are you this evening?
Good.
George, as to your prediction, where you thought that Joe Biden might drop off the ticket and Hillary Clinton might be put back on, I remember in the campaign, I guess, if you will, that Barack Obama and also Hillary Clinton said if either one of them were the party nominee, that the other one would not be the VP, or they would elect not to be that person's VP, be it Hillary for Obama or Obama for Hillary.
Mm.
So, I mean, how does that? Do you think that Barack Obama would shift back and decide that he would take her as make it an equal to Sarah Palin for the Republican Party against
politics? Strange bedfellows, Daryl. Go ahead, Glennis.
Well, remember, even when you go back to John Kennedy and he picked, wasn't it Johnson on the ticket?
Yeah, and they hated each other.
And they were arch enemies. Now, here's what's interesting. When I look on paper and I look at Hillary and Barack Obama, they actually are good. I don't care how fierce that fight was and how they both wanted to win and Barack was, you know, the superdelegates put him in there. I do not feel those two do not get along. Their numbers tell me that every time they went out on stage, everyone thought they were amazing together. Yes, some people thought it should be Hillary at the top of the ticket and Obama's vice president, but people also talked about it the other way. So if these two wind up together, then you want to talk about karma? Something about this was meant to be. And a long time ago, and this was more than a year ago, you and I were talking when people were just a little freaked out with the idea that a woman could be commander-in-chief.
Mm-hmm.
I talked to you. I said, gosh, I wonder how Hillary could run for vice president. And you said, there's no way. She wants to be president. Well, that part's true. But if this happens, how fascinating would that be?
True.
Yeah, and that's why I'm saying these are not people who hate each other. I don't care what anyone says. I have to look on paper and say, can these two energies get along? The answer is yes. But again, this goes back to Joe Biden. We don't know what's really up yet. We don't know.
Next up, let's go west of the Rockies. Chris in Sacramento. Hi, Chris.
Hi, George. This is Chaz, and I'm actually from Valley Springs.
Okay, great. Go ahead.
George, Glennis, both wonderful show, very exciting. I'm enjoying listening about Barack and John McCain and their running mates and possible running mates. But I'm wondering, since I'm getting rumbles about Ron Paul running again, if you know anything about his numbers and if you feel he'll have any impact on the election at all, and I'll be happy to take my answer offline.
Okay, I don't think Ron Paul is going to run. There's been some talk that he might accept a VP nomination from another party, that they may want to try to put him in. I think he is endorsing independent candidates, no doubt about that, but I don't think he's going to run. And still, this remains, Glennis, a two-party country.
It absolutely does. I mean, when it comes
even though
to
the other candidates are very good and very quality.
Yes.
You know, Bob Barr, the libertarian, is a good guy.
Yes.
You know, but it's a two-party country. That's just the bottom line.
Right, but I have noticed when you go to Ron Paul, I don't have his numbers in front of me, but if I recall correctly, he is a one-life path, which means he does have that competitive streak and does hold his position. And boy, has he, I would say he's created a cult following. Wouldn't you agree?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, yeah, he's been on this program twice already.
Yeah.
I mean, we get along great.
I would think so, yeah, because the guy's incredibly intelligent, and he expresses his opinion, tells you what he thinks, but the people that like him love him. So who knows what's in store for him in his future, but for today, I still think you're right. We are dealing with a Democrat or a Republican this time around.
Absolutely. Let's move now to Beth in Tennessee, wildcard line. Go ahead, Beth.
Hi, Glennis. Hi, George. Glennis, in the past, you have talked about the USA having a set of numbers based on the birth date of July 4th, 1776. Mm-hmm. So it makes me wonder how the candidates mesh with the birth date of our country.
That's always a good question. Well, you want to, here's a fascinating pattern. The USA, when you break down that number, you've got the attitude of the country is a two, which means it is our job to find a way to negotiate. Like, if you think about the United States, we're a melting pot. We take everyone in. That's coming from July 4th. How do you find your attitude? 7 + 4 = 11. 1 + 1 = 2. And then the actual day is a four. Four means teaching the world. See, we feel we know what we're doing and we want the world to follow our example, right? But when you break down the whole thing, it adds up to a five, which means never a dull moment. There's always a drama in the United States, isn't there? Something's always going. This is not smooth sailing, but I think we're constantly learning. It's like, I think we learn from our mistakes. That's what I want to say to you. And that's why when someone keeps saying McCain is Bush 3, well, as a numbers lady, I just look and go, well, wait a second. The guy's double 2. George Bush is double 6. They're different people. So we have to learn as we go along. And ultimately, remember this, 2009 breaks down to the number 2. 2 means we're trying to find a way to get to love, peace, harmony. We have to find a way to stop all these competitive wars from starting, especially in the Middle East. We're going to get pulled in. You know that, George.
If it happens, we sure will.
That's what I mean. So we got to find a new way to communicate to stop it.
Let's go to College Station, Texas. Gus, it's your turn. Hey, Gus, welcome.
Hello, George.
Yes, sir. Good to have you with us.
Yes, I would just like to make a few comments, and then I'll be off for you to answer them.
Okay.
And, you know, as I was watching the conventions these years, I realized how bad that each party just hated one another. And you think that after going for the same objective, which is to better America, both of them, that's why they're running,
right.
Make USA better. And how could they hate each other? Mm-hmm. And while, you know, the Democrats had Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton running for president, it makes you think that if Hillary Clinton was running for president, would Sarah Palin still be the vice president? And I don't think so. I think there'd probably be a black vice president now. There is never any worry that the Republicans, that anyone would be scared to lose or anything just because they had it up their sleeve. They were just waiting to see who's going to win, and then they're going to put the other as their vice president. And it makes you think that, you know, what's this for? Why are they... They don't want a better America. They just want to win. It's all about control.
It's all about control. It's all about money. You're absolutely right. Political pundit Dick Morris predicted in his book some time ago that Hillary Clinton would be running against Condoleezza Rice for the presidency. And he was off by that, Glennis. That didn't work out.
Mm-mm.
Next up, let's go to Newport in Washington. Cindy, you're on the air. Is that where you are?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
I'm up in northeastern Washington, and Glennis, I got to meet you about a year and a half ago at a Body, Mind, Spirit Expo, and it was greatly my honor.
Great.
And actually, somebody already asked the question that I was wondering about. Everyone I talk to up here, Ron Paul is all they talk about.
Right.
His posters are everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And I keep thinking of
he's a good man.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, he is. And a lot of people up here really like his viewpoints as far as gun being able to hunt and
mm-hmm.
Possession and that type of thing. And I just, you had already answered that, but then I keep thinking about Carter, and it seemed like he went door to door almost and knocked on doors and got support and ended up getting it. Is there any chance at all? I mean, who would have knew that we would have women and black people running for president and vice
uh-huh.
president and all that.
Uh-huh.
Why isn't this a year for an independent to get in?
Because it's awfully crowded. Right now, remember I said that this is this year of being very competitive?
There's too much going
There's
on.
There's too much us. Going on, so it's really going to be hard for someone else to steal that spotlight. I mean, just a moment ago, it truly was. When they say it is Obama's race to lose, you know how they talk about that?
Yes.
I would say to you, that's absolutely still true. So I don't want anyone thinking that I don't realize that. But the difference is how they deal with this fellow star. Sarah Palin also has a bright light in her numerology, and they have to find a way to start focusing on president to president, vice president to vice president. But as for Ron Paul, John McCain keeps saying he's willing to talk to independents, he's willing to talk to Democrats. Who says he's not willing to at least talk to Ron Paul, knowing full well that he's got these people who care so much about the country, care so much about, protecting the Constitution? So maybe Ron Paul will play a part somewhere where you actually get to hear what he thinks politically.
Now, we know that one of the things that helped John Kennedy,
yes.
one of the things,
yes.
when he was running against Richard Nixon,
mm-hmm.
televised debates.
Mm-hmm.
American public, we weren't used to that at
mm-hmm.
the time. Kennedy looked fresh, relaxed, on top of his game.
Mm-hmm.
Nixon looked tired, roughly little beard, he just didn't look good.
Mm-hmm.
People then began to vote based on image.
And
that helped Kennedy. I mean, we can talk about whether they stole votes in Chicago and everything else, but
mm-hmm.
overall, those debates on television helped John F. Kennedy get elected president. And in this particular case, I wonder how the debates will fare on television when the candidates all match up.
Well,
what do you
think? Can tell you, Sarah Palin in numerology will be excellent in debate. Joe Biden already is good at debate. John McCain knows how to debate. Barack, when he gets going,
he's great. He's a great orator.
Yes, he's really great when it comes to the big speech, but I think he's getting stronger in debate. If you saw him on O'Reilly, he certainly stepped up, and he's been on this quite a bit. So these debates are going to be something to see. But keep in mind, in October, the trick will be Barack will be in a personal month of 5, which can actually mess with him a little bit. Joe Biden will be in a personal month of 6, which is strong for him and Sarah Palin. And then John McCain will be in a cycle of, let's see, October 2. He'll be in a cycle of 3, which is total communication. So if we keep in mind, if you, they talk about Democrats. There are more registered Democrats than anybody else this year. You've heard about that, too.
Yes.
So all Barack has to do is keep his eye on the prize. He's got it made. If he can't do that, you're going to see it in the debates. But I promise you, October 2nd, if it's Joe Biden and not Hillary Clinton, which you think it might be, in that a vice presidential debate, Sarah Palin is going to knock it out of the park. I know she will. And Joe Biden's already a pro. But she's going to be the one people are talking about.
Justin in Sacramento, California, you're on the air with us. Justin, go ahead.
Yeah, I have two things. First, a quick comment. I guess people don't realize about the ulterior motives that both the Republican and Democrat may have. But I also wanted to ask a question about what do you think for the numbers for Cynthia McKinley of the Green Party?
You know, I don't have her birth date.
You know what? I don't either. So if someone fast blasts that to you, if you give it to me, I can look it up.
Okay, and somebody will, I'm sure. They're pretty good.
I don't have it. Do you know how she spells her last name? Cynthia McKinney?
I will get that, too. I don't know.
Yeah, I think it's McKinnney, but we'll see.
I don't EY or AY?
I'm not sure.
Is that important?
Well, yeah, her name matters when we're looking at her as a candidate because it gives us a little more insight into her.
Okay. Next up, East of the Rockies, Ann in Queens, New York. You are up. Hey,
Ann. Hi, George and Glennis. I agree with you, but there's a few factors. I think there was something about Biden's son, lobbyist or something regarding money. He also lost, remember he went for president once before? Mm-hmm. And he had to, they found plagiarism.
That's correct.
The other thing is that they might have him say goodbye, and if Hillary became a vice president, Bill and Hill would have the $20 million. That they're looking for reimbursement.
Right. I really wonder where that debt is at this point. You know, they always keep acting like it never went down. That would surprise me. She seems to have a lot of people who say they're helping pay her debt. So I don't know about that part. But I do agree with you. There are, when you're in a cycle of 5, things will be revealed. And don't you think it's been rather quiet on Joe Biden as opposed to Sarah Palin?
Yeah, George? Sarah's getting all the publicity on this
but
one.
But they're also attacking her, like you said. I mean, they're
coming out of the woodwork.
Oh, they won't shut up. And yet with Joe Biden, it was so quiet. He got picked, and that was the end of it. And that doesn't add up to me, by the way, because if you're on a cycle 5, stuff's going to come out. So the question is, are they withholding? Are they waiting to drop the Joe Biden bomb? Is that what's coming? It's possible. His numbers, it's possible.
Let's go to Fort Worth, Texas. Esther, you're on with us. Hey, Esther.
Hey, George, great fan. I've been listening for years, and Glennis, too. You guys are both fantastic.
Thank you.
Well, two things. You made me think of something. In 2000, I handled the Green Party campaigns here in Texas, and you made me think about Ralph Nader. I'd be interested to hear his numbers, but that was not my question.
We'll be talking about Nader with Paul Gercio next hour.
Excellent.
Great.
It'd be fascinating to hear his numbers. He's an amazing man. But my comment was, Glennis, I would like to hear how you think the Bill Clinton factor played into Hillary not being selected as vice president, because so many people were excited about her. But I think the comments I heard was that people were nervous about what Bill would do and how he might embarrass the Obama administration because he's such a wild card personally.
Right. So here's what I would tell you. Bill Clinton's a two-life path, just like Barack Obama. I actually believe that Bill Clinton would have helped Barack Obama. Like, I don't think when Bill Clinton finally joins the team or gets involved, I think he would want to help. And the way they proved that as true is when Hillary joined the Senate, Bill Clinton's never gotten involved in her business. He doesn't jump in and say, you should do it this way or you should make them vote that way. He's not doing that. However, they are soulmates in numerology, just so people know. Bill and Hillary Clinton have 4 numbers out of 6, which means good or bad, it never ends. And that's why they're still together. And what Bill Clinton did for her, he brought up something that I thought was impressive. When he went out there to campaign for her, he said, why don't you check the places where I you know, was on the stump when I rallied for her, because that's where she kept winning. Remember when he went after all the rural areas, George?
Yes.
Well, he made it happen for her. So I don't think Bill would have been anything but a support, and I think it's a shame they decided to vilify him. And the, another way that I can confirm that, the media decided to just really put this man down and act like he was a real problem. When he finally came out on that stage, because I watched the RNC, the Republican convention and the Democrat, that audience went berserk, and Bill had to beg them to shut up. Did you catch that, George?
Yeah, but that's typical.
Well, no, not if you're bad news and not if your party's turned against you.
Yeah.
I'm saying that the Democrats still like the guy. So I personally do not think, as a two life path dealing with another two, Bill would have been a hindrance to Barack Obama. I do not believe that.
Your golfer, drive for show, putt for dough. They knew they were on television. They had to look good. Cynthia Ann McKinney, 317-1955. 317-1955, okay. And it's McKinney. Green
right,
Party.
So she has a two attitude, which, remember, the numbers two and four is where politics come in. She's a four life path, so the four is there, and she's born on an 8 day. You know who had those numbers? The guy who was the Republican candidate. It was a couple years back. I'm trying to remember. He had been wounded in the war. Bob Dole.
Bob Dole.
Yeah. Same numbers as Bob Dole. Well, how did he do?
He didn't do well at all.
Exactly. So, well, but more importantly, he was the candidate, but he didn't win. So I would say her numbers, those are hard numbers to get your point across. I mean, this is a good person. You can tell. See, a four walks with integrity. She's coming from a good place. That's why she's the one leading that party. She is trying to make this our environment matters a great deal, and if we're not careful, we could lose our planet and we could lose our health. You know, it's funny how we're so competitive and worried about our money and all this material stuff, but once the planet goes, nature, we're sunk. So Cynthia is all about it, and you can see that in her numerology.
Next up, let's go to Rick in Wilmington, Delaware. Go ahead, Rick.
How you guys doing tonight?
We're well, thanks.
Okay, it's Rick from Wilmington, Delaware.
Okay, go ahead, Rick. Only got a minute left.
Okay, I'll be real quick about this. I don't know why people panic on actually who's going to be voted the president anyway. Because my opinion is that any major decisions can't be made by one person, even though it is the president. If you know what I'm saying,
correct.
It has to be, you know, a group of people. You know, the Senate and the Congress and stuff like that could stop anything that would be crazy. So people are panicking, saying if this one's elected, we're in trouble.
They didn't do it on the Iraq War. They all jumped in on that one.
Yes, that's true. And a lot of stuff, when they talk about money, there's a lot of things that the Democrats say they won't do for the Republicans. Yet when it comes to the vote, they do. It's very interesting.
Even though you would hope a president will surround himself with the best types of folks around him,
mm-hmm.
They really do have some clout.
Oh, yeah. Well, George Bush, I think he proved that, because there were things, didn't he veto? He used the veto.
He still does. He still does. Dennis, Glennis, we're out of time.
Okay.
NumbersLady.com. Her predictions, of course. We'll see what happens. Up next, Paul Guercio and the Merlin Project.